Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hvor er det, pois? Men honestly, hvor er det, pois? That's why I get here, mate. Feel sick. Mars is actually shitting. I'm not going to lie. I get the big licks all the time on the podcast about I did it good and lots of dates with the ladies. I'm a nervous wreck. I don't do it. Do you know what I mean? I'm full of lies. But it's time. I had to make a change and it's came to the one and only for me to meet the lovely Laura Anderson for Love Island. She is the, honestly, she's the best woman I could come to for advice. I've seen her on Instagram, I remember, and she's a, what would I say, an absolute diamond with love. And that's exactly what I must involve myself in. So, I actually feel myself really nervous now, and I don't know if I can go on.
Hi.
How you doing, all right?
Laura. Oh, I don't know if we're allowed to hug.
Oh my God, that's awkward, isn't it?
We shouldn't maybe, yeah, we shouldn't hug. COVID, you know?
Genuinely feels sick, you know?
Why? Do I look bad?
No, you're absolutely beautiful, but look at my fingers. Like, that is actually real. I can't put shaking fingers on.
Oh, you'll be fine. Do you go on dates a lot?
To be fair, I do, right? But they go rank all the time because I'm a bag of nerves. And that's why I need you the day. It really, really helped me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I was honestly thinking, right? I think me and you could be, see, like, Cilla Black and Paddy McGuinness. Remember, they done it.
Did they do something together?
Hope not. No, but do you remember they had
Blind Date?
Blind Date and Take Me Out, right?
Yeah.
But if we brought them together and done one in Scotland,
Saturday. Oh, that could be us.
But the only thing if that's going to work is.
Well, you're not very good at dating, so you shouldn't really give people advice. Do you know what I mean? Sorry. I'm just joking. We'll get you there. Like, I need to learn a little bit more about you.
Yeah.
And then it'll be a lot easier.
Can I just ask? Sorry for cutting you off. I always do that.
That's right.
See if I stepped on Love Island, right? Would you step forward for me? Are you nervous now?
Are we on a date? I thought I was your relationship guru.
But I think if we're going to have a show together, I think it would be good.
So should we pretend that we're on a date and we can like flirt
No,
up?
No, because I'll panic with
no,
that.
No, you could like try your flirting skills.
Ain't no man in high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
Oh, you've got a good voice.
If you need me, call me.
No, thanks. No, I'm joking. So you're saying then?
So should, I actually don't, but should that, see on date, should I cut that out, the singing?
I think if you're in a restaurant, maybe you shouldn't just like belt it out.
Right.
Because it can be a bit.
I'm confident.
You know well, I mean? Yeah. Maybe sing at the end of the date, like when you drop her off outside her house, and then you could start singing.
Would a lady like that?
I mean, it's funny. I think girls like confidence, like you say, when you sing, it shows you're confident, and you just want to have a good laugh. So what are you actually looking for in a girl?
I need to become a man.
You what?
I need to become a man. Honestly, I'm a wee boy.
I thought you said you're looking for a man. No, what are you looking for?
In a girl?
In a girl, yeah.
I don't know. So,
okay, this is problem number one. You need to know what you're looking for.
You're beautiful. And I don't mean that to be... Because some men speak to women totally wrong and I hate that. But you're
beautiful's a nice word, it's fine.
I know.
I'm
not at the place, you know, to be honest. I don't think straight at all. I love you to bits enough.
Yeah,
we actually could be, see, to be fair, we could become like best pals. Let's see that way that you text me when things aren't going well with the boys and then I come and deal with it.
Right.
That'd be unreal.
What are you
going
to beat up my ex?
Slap him a bit. Okay, fine. So, what was you going to say?
What are you looking for?
What am I looking for?
Like three qualities in a girl. If you really think about it, it doesn't need to be looks. Just what do you think would make you happy? What do you think would match?
I love a mature lady.
Mature?
Yeah.
As in, like, wise or looks old?
Looks old.
You better not be meaning me or I'm
not at all, not at all. You look honest, amazing. But I think I'm quite mature myself, so when I'm dating somebody younger, doesn't work.
Doesn't work.
Because,
have you got like an age range?
50s, 60s.
What?
I just think that's my...
How old are you?
How old are you?
I'm 31.
31. You're brilliant, I was telling
you. You want to go out with someone who's 50 to 60.
They're mature. Do you know what I mean?
How old are your mum and dad?
45.
They're young.
I think they're in their 50s, but it just sounded better if I said that there, wouldn't it?
Okay, so you don't know how old your mum and dad
are. I was going to say something to you there.
So you like older women, that's fine.
Because
not that old, you're obviously taking the piss.
No, I want a mature lady.
Mature.
Because I'm actually immature, right?
Right, so you need to like
balance it up, and I need somebody to really get a grip of me. No downstairs, obviously, not at all. See, I've done that before.
Yeah, so
bit dirty, but it's no,
a bit
no
dirty.
Need for that. But that's fine. I've got to see something to you.
So what else are you looking for? So you like someone that's mature?
I love games.
Games?
Aye.
As in like mind games?
No.
I hope not.
In the bedroom.
You like games in the bedroom?
Tied up, no that.
That's good, but you know what? I don't think that you should
that?
Say
no,
that.
No, I'll keep no. that till we've if you've really, really become close with him. Right,
yeah.
Okay.
Or we could have a little drink. Should
I love it. I love
get
a
the edge
drink,
off. We've got a little cocktail.
I would love to pour it for you, but at my general night, I would be shaking doing it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to have some of this. Do you drink pink drinks?
I like pink drinks
a lot. Do you want me
to
share mine with you?
Oh, it's cute, okay. Isn't it?
There we go.
Do you think there could be a wee future for us to know? Just as pals, really?
I think we could be friends.
Right.
Because I like my job as your relationship mentor.
By the way, I genuinely think this could lead to something big here.
Have you ever had any, like, disastrous dates? Oh, we should cheers. That's actually really good. Eye contact.
Look at that. Look at this shooting.
Right, don't spill it.
Cheers, my darling. My darling, good?
Yeah, that's cute.
Thanks very much.
Is this strong? Mm. Oh, milky. Oh, that's delicious.
That's beautiful,
what
isn't
is that?
That's the first drink I've had in 5 years. Right, so let me go back to the start a wee bit, right? I'll
yeah.
tell you how the nerves all came.
Oh, yeah, did you have a bad experience?
So I need to say this without getting into a lot of it, right? So when I was younger, when I first...
was sexual.
That, yeah, it seemed you'd done that with your tongue, that got me all excited. I know you didn't mean it, but it really did get me excited.
It was just the tequila rosé.
Oh, was it? I've been watching you on, like, you're absolutely, I mean, I was actually on your Instagram last night, and I just, oh, you're unbelievable, honestly.
What, me and my dog is not that exciting?
No, but it's the life I want, you know what I mean? I could come up, I actually think we should spend, I know, I keep saying that. Anyway, let's go back to the start, right? So
did you have a bad experience? Is that why you're nervous?
Do you know what I'm talking about here, my first time?
When you had sex?
Yeah, for the first time, right?
Did it go wrong?
So was there in Malia?
Sorry.
No, don't laugh. Come on.
No, but that makes sense because loads of people have sex for the first time in Malia. Like, that's
yeah,
normal.
Yeah. So we went over, right?
You and a girl or you and your friends?
Me and all the boys, right?
All the boys.
A lad's trip. I'm not even like that. I know. I keep myself to myself. Can I say bird? Is that disrespectful?
No.
So when I met this
birds
bird.
Birds are pretty things.
Yeah. So when I met this bird, right? We got talking. So we went back to the bedroom, right?
Right.
Fully clothed, right? So she went, I'm going to do a shite. Well, she never said a shite, but she was going into the toilet, right? So
right.
As she was in the toilet, I've got the clothes off while she's in the toilet and lay in the bed, but I had my boxers on.
Right.
But it was obviously,
I'm imagining this, right, okay.
Right, I think it was be. See, do you ever shop in Primark? Authentic apparel pants, so I had on, right? So it was a bad start right away.
Oh.
Seeing a man, is the pants a big thing that you should be having a good set of pants on?
Let me put it this way. Is a good set of pants on a woman nice for you?
Absolutely.
Exactly.
But the problem is when the size down there doesn't match the boxers, it can be disappointing. So she comes in.
Right.
We eventually start...
foreplay.
But how can I say this, right? So... where I thought I was doing it,
we thought you were doing it.
So, this is no word to lie, right?
It's
so,
okay, it's your first time.
So I was going for about 8 to 10 seconds, right?
I thought you were going to say minutes.
Well, that'd be brilliant for the first time, wouldn't
it? Sorry.
So, because dead excited, obviously.
Yeah.
And so she went like, what are you fucking doing? She's a Scottish bird. Like, I met her, she was from Easterhouse. She was like, just like,
sorry. Right,
she
sorry. What the fuck are you doing, mate?
What are you fucking doing?
So you had a nice time, but she didn't.
But then I went out to all my mates, right, and went back to them. After the first time done it and all that, but I never.
Well, you, oh yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
So it didn't even.
Nothing.
Anyway, that sounds obviously rubbish.
So that
for her.
That had a big effect on me. Do you know what I mean?
How old were you though? Are you allowed to say this? Is your mum watching?
I still stay with my mum.
Do you?
That's bad, isn't it? I used to have.
Do
a,
you actually?
I used to have a big flat up pot circus.
So you had a traumatic experience with the sexuals, and that's why you're now nervous on a date.
Because listen, I love a man when you go on a date. Don't I love a man?
Yeah, I was gonna say.
It's a few times now I've said that. Maybe, maybe we're getting somewhere with
maybe
that.
Maybe we are. Sorry. Now the blazer makes sense.
Moving at the speed of life into eternity, yeah.
You are a good singer.
Thanks very much. So, what was I going to say there?
You're going to say you love a man, but you didn't mean that you loved a man.
When a man goes out on a date, I think it's rang to go home the first night.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't say rang, but if it's the one for you in future, then no. I'm at the stage now where, after 20 dates, I still don't want to go home. You know what I mean? I'm petrified.
But you know what? You don't need to be nervous about the date because you've had a bad experience with the sexuals. But if you're not going to have sex on the date, then what are you nervous about? Because that's not going to happen that time, right?
The first date, but the second, third, fourth is when you start flirting and talking about that.
You don't flirt on the first date?
Not at all.
I think you should.
Definitely.
Do you know what? The first thing I think you should do is...
Do you want a wee top up? Was it too early?
Yeah, sure, you do it. Oi. Get that little glass jug of milk. I think the first thing you should do on a date to make it like not a friend thing is you need to cross the touch barrier.
How did you go about that?
So like when I came in, I mean, right now, obviously it's difficult because we can't touch each other.
I know, but
say you were like, oh, and then you like would sit me down. Should we have a little practice? So if I came in, right, and you're like, oh yeah, da, 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 and then you could be like, oh, sit down. And you could like touch me like on the lower of my back. That's quite...
So I'll not touch you, but...
You can, if you want. Just be like, oh, like shove... Not shove me in, but just be like, oh, oh yeah, there you go. I mean...
Too not, much.
Like, not as long. Just like just, a little tap.
Would that... Would that
I'd be like, oh.
Oh.
Yeah. I'd like, oh, he's confident.
Laura, see on dates, can you just give me an experience of you on bad dates? Or a really bad,
okay,
date?
Okay, bad date for me was... Like you, I'd been speaking to someone, really excited to meet them, thought they were really like fit on their picture, went there, had this really annoying accent. I'm really into like someone's-
From?
Not gonna say.
Right.
Because we don't want to be mean to people, but-
And you're big down England, aren't you?
Pardon?
You're big down England, like they love you down there. And Scotland as well, but-
It wasn't England, it was like further than that.
Oh, was it abroad? Dubai?
Well, I was in Dubai, but they were from like somewhere else. Anyway,
Are
I
they
just-
Are going to watch this?
Pardon?
Are they going to watch this?
I don't know, but I don't want to say.
You don't want to be like that.
I don't want to be mean to like a whole country.
No, of course. Well, I've got an idea, but I won't say.
Okay, so I didn't like the accent. For me, like someone's voice is really important because you might have to listen to it for the rest of your life, right?
Of course, eh?
So I was like not interested in what he was saying. I was a bit bored. He was staring right here. That's why I keep sorting my top to make sure you're not checking me out. But yeah, so can you imagine for a girl, the guy's just staring at your tits the whole time. And the chat was just awful. So I went to the toilet and did a sneaky back door.
Oh, did you? Mm-hmm. I've done that before on the pictures as well. That's my favourite date.
And the pictures?
Cinema.
Oh, and you left?
I left. I was...
Did you not like the film?
So I don't know if I can say this because I think the lassie...
Is it bad?
Might watch it. No, it's not even that bad, but I think the lassie might watch it. So, but
I think she knows that you left. I think she already knows you left.
That I left. She's still sitting there. Right.
But you are a celebrity yourself.
Absolutely.
Is that an issue when you go on dates? The girls get jealous, do people recognise you? Oh, there's a good one.
But I'm known for being so horny, right? But not in a bad way, but just like...
You're known for being horny?
I get overly horny sometimes, even just when I'm on a laptop or watching a film or something. My mind just goes a bit mad.
And how do people know this? Do you tell them?
Told them. So a lot of people call me a horny winger. So that is my position when I played football.
Winger.
So when I'm out and...
Makes sense.
When I'm out with ladies and dates and stuff, and people shout that to me, do you know what I mean? The bird's kind of thinking like, who is this guy? Do you know what I mean? But that's no helping, so...
Does that actually happen?
That does actually happen, doesn't it?
Horny winger?
The horny winger, I get called.
That's so funny.
But it's after that happens, so that'll be outside and then we'll go into for a dinner or something and we're left with that thought and...
You could turn it around though. You know what? You're so funny. You've got such a big
personality.
Yeah, you're like such a big personality.
Do you know what? See that's broke my heart for years. See, as soon as they come out with that and say, your personality's big, see that right there? Breaks my heart.
No.
Because you've got that whole spotty ass. Do you know what I mean? That's what they call me and I don't like that.
What, a girl said that to you?
Aye. Rude.
No, horrible. They've not.
No, genuinely. Spotty ass.
Have they seen your ass?
No, it's not.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jokes.
You're
anyway,
gorgeous.
Thanks. I've got a lot of makeup on. So I feel like
love
you've
your hair
got
brown. Sorry, it's not about you, it's about me. Sorry.
You love my hair brown. Aye. Thanks. I like your hair as well.
Blonde as well.
Yes, blonde.
Something I've missed out.
What?
I get jealous.
Oh.
That's it. I should have said
why?
That right
why did you get?
Can't help it.
Can't. No, but why?
But so, for example, if guys liked our pictures, it'd be a problem. But the thing
on Instagram.
Aye, but the thing is, I don't tell them it's a problem, so I bottle it up. Do you know what I mean? And it becomes a poisoning relationship.
You're quite like a girl. Sorry. I don't mean to be like brutally honest. So you're obviously sensitive
and
maybe a little bit insecure because jealousy, it just comes from insecurities.
Is it?
Well, yeah. You're jealous because you think this girl's going to run off with someone else because you're not good enough. That's what it is, just insecurity.
But I can't get rid of it.
You can.
Can you give me a technique to get rid of it?
So what's the opposite of insecurities?
Secure.
Yeah, so like confidence.
Confidence, yeah.
So you need to work on your confidence from within, not...
All the charades.
La, la, la. That was me singing.
Can you sing?
No.
Don't go breaking my heart.
I can't sing. I can't even speak properly. I can't sing. I'll leave that to you. Can you just sing me a little song?
Why don't you come on over here now?
Is that Valerie?
I want to see you on my lap.
That's not a song. Is that a song?
No. Made it up.
Oh, you want me to sit on your lap?
Yeah.
You're not Santa.
I'm well, please.
Have you ever had a girl come on to you, like, try and kiss you when you're out or anything? Come here, you.
I will...
smack the lips
because
on you.
Because obviously I became a big celebrity. Do you know what I mean?
Sorry. Yes,
so
you are.
Do it. I'm getting so much female attention. But do they really love me for who I'm a? Or is it the pulsely celebrity guy who's going to be making millions?
Do you think that's
that?
Genuinely like maybe a problem?
Yeah, 100%. Because I need to pick the right one. And I genuinely thought me and you are on the same, both celebrities, so we could really work. Because I've always heard, I remember Katy Perry said that. She said, I want to get with somebody in the same sort of work as me because they understand it. So
No, that does, it can make sense.
Yeah.
But I think you can get used still. You're talking about in case someone uses you for the wrong reasons, right? But if you're dating someone that's a celeb, like, they can still be using you. So I wouldn't 100% say that, yeah.
Do you think, like, a celebrity, right? So say, for example, Michelle McManus. Do you know Michelle McManus?
The singer?
Yeah. So if, say, for example, she messaged me and saying, like, do you want to go on a date? Could that be her people saying...
Has she messaged you?
No.
Do you want her to message you? We could maybe hook that up.
Do you know?
No.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure we could.
But I think if she messaged me...
Uh-huh.
Could her people say, that guy...
Yeah, it would be good for your
name,
career.
He's going to get you big.
Maybe. It happens.
You need to be careful of that, don't you?
Yeah. So I just think, don't think, oh, I can't be with someone because they're using me. Like, anyone can use you in life. Just saying.
How many bedrooms your flat?
Why?
I'm still in Amanda. Right, so I need to go to Amanda's. Now, that is a huge issue.
Especially if you want to go out with someone that's 50 or 60.
That would be very awkward.
That would be.
Because
they're going to be older than your mum and dad.
Sometimes I've been on dates, came back to the house, my ma's ran downstairs.
Get fucking out? Is that what she said?
Aye, because this isn't happening in my house. Do you know what I mean?
But you're 31.
But I
think, do you pay, like, dig money?
50 quid a week. Unbelievable. What a life.
That's good.
But see for a bird tape.
I thought if you're a big celebrity, you could afford your own pad, no?
Humble, isn't it? I need to be humble in this life.
More like lazy.
That is, innit?
Yeah.
Do you, after this, can we go and get a wee coffee somewhere? That'd be class, wouldn't it? Because then the rewards will come out.
What, well, after a bloody tequila rosé?
It's got in my head, innit? I think I'm going to get wild in a minute.
Wild, I love that word. You are wild. What's, like, the wildest thing you've ever done on a date?
On a date? Are you into, like, mini golf and all that? Do you think
I love mini golf. That's a really good first date.
We should do that.
Because you can touch the person, you can go behind them and be like, and then you can don't thrust.
Oh, I thrust. Buddy, I'm starting to feel you're getting a wee bit, letting your wing side go.
Don't thrust. No, but I think mini golf's really good because it's, like, fun, competitive, you can flirt, be like, ha, you're shit.
What's the worst story you've heard on a date? Just to get my head. So have you ever heard any really bad dates? Because I'm just trying to get into my head. Maybe mine's only as bad as what...
I don't think they are. Like, I mean, obviously your sexual experience with the thighs, it was an image that I'm going to keep for a long time.
Is it something you'd want to keep? No.
I don't really know. But, you know, you were young, so let you off.
Aye.
Sex when you're young is traumatising, let's be honest.
Shocking.
Have you gotten better? Have you found the area?
Really, no. They've got to be interesting. Honestly, see, boring people, I don't want to say too much on that side, but boring people, I'm scared to say it in case...
Just say what you think.
I generally put them in an island of cell because they are...
Boring people.
I don't mind quiet people. There's a huge difference, do you know what I mean?
Do you think you're interesting?
I think that I do.
Yeah.
And it's maybe a wee bit...
That's good.
Aye. Like, I don't...
Confidence.
Yeah.
Do you let me ask you again.
Yes,
do you think you're interesting? Say it again.
Yes.
Wait for the question.
You wait for the question. Ignorant, innit? Do you think I'd be bad going home to somebody's man da? Do you know what I mean? Like, imagine me shooting the other dad or that. Because I just try to compete with him, then I'm doing it again.
No, I jumped in. If you're aware that you do it, then you just need to be a bit more.
I would try to humiliate the dad.
You were trying to humiliate the dad?
To show them I'm the man of the house.
That's
shocking.
Not a good idea.
Not a good idea.
You need to
be respectful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're so funny.
You're a legend, aren't you? I think something could work with us to that, honestly. Like... No.
Your mind must be like a million miles an hour.
I don't sleep.
Imagine it like, you know, like this, like, I was going to say highway, that's a bit American, but like loads of like cars going on like loads of roads that are all on top of each other and they're all like beeping at each other.
I see this.
That's what your mind's like. So, do you do anything spectacular to, like, woo someone on a date? Like, have you ever done something a bit out there to impress them?
I hate people, guys, that go on a first date, take flowers.
Right. Is that boring?
I don't like guys that hold a chair. No, it's a gentleman, right? No, I know that, but...
What about a door? Do you smack them in the face?
No, you must open the door, but I feel the chairs almost makes it more awkward for the...
Yeah, to be fair, because it's like, how do you shove it in? set that one up, didn't I? Moving on. So what do you do on a date that you think's nice instead
My first date, go to the cinema. That's all day. Because I don't want to talk, too nervous to talk on my first date. I want it pitch black, they can't see me. Because what I hate is when I'm in a restaurant, and I'm starting to get a wee bit angry now, when that light catches my face and they see the scars of the acne, it destroys me. Now, don't be looking now.
It's not, I don't really think your face looks like it's got loads of acne. Does you don't not? Have any spots.
No, but I mean the scars, see, for the past.
Scars are sexy. Just say you got in a fight. What are you doing?
Get a guitar.
You're going to get your guitar?
Aye.
You brought a guitar? Aww.
If I brought this to a date with me and you, right, what would you think?
Well, where is the date? Oh my God, you've got the Joker sticker. That's so...
Have you not seen my Joker video?
No, that's really freaky.
Can somebody get the video up, please? Just to show on the date? Because I love this on the camera. Oh. By the way, I became famous because of this. Where you stay as well?
Oh, God.
I can show you the day.
That light's going on.
Here, I can show you the day. Can we go back to yours?
No.
No. Not that way, just as a laugh, not that. Are you into
what?
What's that thing again? What's the game? Cluedo? No, Cluedo.
Cluedo?
What's the game you stretch at each other?
Twister?
Oh, it's brilliant, isn't it?
Make a twister. Right, play me a song with your Joker guitar. So do you think that you are the Joker? He's a bit weird, is he not?
But
that film was traumatising.
It was amazing, but wasn't it? How good is his acting? By the way, I'm not just saying this.
Oh my God, can you do that weird laugh?
No, I can't do it, but I would love...
What?
Joaquin Phoenix, I would winch him. He's beautiful, isn't he? Mm. Is that your type of guy, rugged and stuff?
No.
What is your, generally...
What?
Look. So I know you say no looks, it's mainly about their actions, with the way they move and all that. And
I quite like Henry Cavill.
Who's that?
Superman. He's fit. Like rugby player, like... I like stubble, though. You asked. Right, go on, play me your song.
Anything about me you like?
This isn't about me and you. This is about you. I'm being your friend. I said I liked your jacket. And I said that you didn't have spots. I thought you were... You're pouting.
I wanna see you on my floor. I wanna lie with you all the way.
Aww.
Never let my ass go. Let me love you, let me love you, let me love. Be my baby. Be my baby now. I wanna hold you through the night. Let me love you, let me love you. Let me love you.
Aww.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you think that would wow them?
Yeah. Or scare them. No, I'm joking. It was really good. It was really good. But people might think you're going to propose.
Oh, I think so.
If you're in a restaurant.
Yeah, which song this is, right?
Oh, is that Tina Turner?
Yeah. And you could date, go on, you go.
Rolling.
Yeah.
I love you.
Come on.
This is me.
Come on. Yeah.
I need some more booze.
Can you pour me a wee glass as well, as I just keep singing? We're going to keep this day going, aren't we? Wow, we could play Twister later. Woo. And we're rolling. Rolling. Yeah. Rolling on the bedroom.
Ripper.
Oh,
Ripper.
Oh,
my
God. That's the bit she does that, look. Because I'm nice and mad. She does that, doesn't she?
There you go. Have a break now. That was really good. That's me and my friend's favourite song to dance to.
That's amazing to dance to, isn't
it? At a wedding, yeah. So do you feel like you've learned something?
I feel that
please say yes.
Absolutely not. I feel that you've undercovered a lot of my insecurities putting on this act. Do you know what I mean? You've made me believe who I really am.
You've got a lot to offer.
A hell of a lot to offer.
Be yourself.
And I'm sexy, I know. Which you are sexy. I'm disappointed with that.
And you know it.
Yeah.
So I feel like all that's left to say is good luck. be brave, be open and honest, and get drunk if it doesn't work out.
Well, can I please get your number? No, before you shout at me. So when I'm on the date, I go to the toilet and fire you a message to ask you stuff to how to do it.
Yes.
And can you set me up with a date?
I could find you a girl. I could give you my number. I could have an earpiece in your ear and help you on the date.
And then film it?
Yeah. So let's go and buy an ear. Let's go to the shops, buy you an earpiece.
Yeah.
I'll give you my number. We can go about and find you a date. And then we can get going. You'll be in love by next week, I'm sure.
Are you looking for love now?
I have my dog. I really love him.
Brilliant. Dogs are better than humans.
Yes.
Time to get the bill in it.
Yeah.
See, the only thing is you're going to think I'm lying here, right?
You don't have any money.
I've lost my card. So could you give me your bank details and I'll transfer it later on?
Or I'll just pay for it and not give you my bank details because I'm not a twat. Good plan.
Yeah.
Cheers. Lovely to meet you, Paul.
Thanks very much. You're a darling. Thanks so much.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.